Hi, everyone, and welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast, where we're covering the latest stories, trends, and innovations from leaders in global connectivity, real estate, and the networks within. I'm Barb Mitchell with JSA, and I'm happy to be joined today with Jeff Barber of Bloom Energy. Thanks for joining us. Hey,
thanks, Barb. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's always good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
And the whole JSA crew behind the cameras there hiding.
Yes. Yeah. And we've been seeing you here and there this week. It's Monday of what feels like a month-long conference, but is really only a few days. But it's been busy already, right?
It's been crazy. I took the time to come in a day early. Yeah. To relax, quote unquote, right. And ended up having about 15 meetings.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. We were saying it just feels like it keeps getting longer and longer. You feel like come in a day earlier, then a day earlier. And anyway, next thing you know, next year we'll be here the whole month of January.
It's the best show in our industry to meet the entire ecosystem.
Right.
Everything from real estate through fiber through data centers.
Yeah, that's right. And at the start of the year. So it's perfect. Mm-hmm. So speaking of the show, I mean, you started bright and early Sunday morning. You were on a panel, the JSA Global panel with Tech Capital. And tell us about that. What were you talking about?
That I love that panel. It was fantastic. You have machine learning, AI, what we used to call high performance compute workloads, really a household name now, which as you know, with an IT nerd like myself, that's where I came from. These things have existed a long time, and now everyone understands the impact, and they can see it with ChatGPT and other things. And we really geared it towards what's the impact on power, on geographic location for the data center. Will the data center look the same? How will the traditional developers deal with this?
Yeah.
Much higher rack densities and cooling and everything. So it was we were able to nerd out on the data center world, so it was good.
Yeah, and got you out of bed on a Sunday morning and off the beach.
Absolutely. So I've not been on the beach yet. Don't start those rumors, but, you know, maybe later.
All right, yeah. So on that note, I mean, these were some of the things we wanted to talk about today anyway. I know that you mentioned AI and I think, you know, power. And so with power being potentially a bottleneck, right, to the industry, talk about that.
Yeah, I think potentially a bottleneck is probably the wrong term. It's it's the number one barrier now to bringing new capacity online. As the developers will tell you, many markets are 1% vacancy. If you have available power and space, you're leasing it on a long-term lease. Yep. The utilities are taking dirty energy producing formats offline. Transmission lines are aging. So we see at the same time, we see dropping production. We're also seeing transmission capabilities declining.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a major, major issue in our industry, and it's blocking a lot of development, as my friends will tell you.
Yeah. And the other thing that's happening, I mean, these things all, I think you've even said this, these things all tie together, right? Mm-hmm. The other element here is the densification of the data hall. So how does that tie in?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough issue that we have to address. So you have hundreds or thousands of developments out there that were built for 15 kilowatts a rack, which was considered plenty. If I have normal Intel architecture, normal Cisco or Juniper switching or what have you. Now with the propagation of GPUs and high performance compute and, you know, machine learning and AI, I need to go potentially as a developer to 40, 50 or 100 kilowatts a rack, which has a domino effect on how do I cool that? How do I deploy that? Does my data hall look the same? You know, a 4 megawatt data hall in the past was maybe 10,000 square feet. Yeah. That might shrink by 2/3 now. So how do we deal with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And so power, not potentially a bottleneck, definitely a bottleneck.
Yes.
Definitely, I mean, bottleneck. And as we see growth and demand exploding globally, are there particular markets that are jumping out as looking for alternative power solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. Within our team at Bloom that specializes in data centers, I mean, you see the traditional data center markets, certainly California Bay Area, Silicon Valley area. You still see Northern Virginia. What's really interesting is markets that formerly had a tremendous amount of power and no transmission capabilities, markets like Arizona or even Texas, where power was cheap and abundant, that's no longer the case, right? So there has been such a consumption cycle with new capacity coming online over the past, I would say, decade, maybe 5 to 10 years, that the utilities are truly, quote unquote, out. They're not able to get you anything for a decade. And in some markets, that's even longer. Right now, this is above and beyond the supply chain issues we see with transformers and with other elements, right? But it's a very big problem, and one that Bloom can absolutely address.
Yeah. Well, and on that note, I mean, I always find it's so tough because we want to talk about all these big topics, and there's so much to talk about, and we only have a few minutes. And I know that you have a very busy show ahead, but you're still here for several days. Mm-hmm. And so for people that are on site and want to maybe connect with you, or maybe they're not as fortunate as us as to be here running from to place, how can they connect?
Many different ways. LinkedIn would be a great one. Yeah. Go to our website, bloomenergy.com. That's a great one. You will find a tremendous amount of ESG and technical data out there. I'm not that hard to get a hold of at this conference.
Right.
I'm seeing the inside of a conference room the entire time, starting at 7:30 this morning through 8:00 tonight. So
I think every time we've seen you, you've been running in one direction or another.
There is a lot of demand right now for what we do, on-site microgrid dedicated power for data centers. I mean, I like to ask the question, are you experiencing any power problems? And it's somewhat rhetorical because
of course we are.
Every one of them says, we are.
Well, thank you. And to all our viewers, hopefully they can connect with you with Bloom Energy, Jeff Barber here joining us. And thank you again.
Thank you very much
for your time. Thanks. Always a pleasure. We'll talk again.
Always good to see you.
Many, many times, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you to our viewers for tuning in today to JSA TV. Happy networking.